Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. You know, sometimes life feels like a never-ending game of trying to hit that perfect score, right? We're chasing this idealized version of ourselves, our careers, our relationships, everything. But guess what? That scoreboard isn't real. And constantly aiming for perfection is a recipe for anxiety and burnout. Today, we're diving deep into managing expectations and letting go of that pesky perfectionism. Ever felt like you were drowning in to-do lists, each item marked with the weight of must be perfect? You know that feeling when your brain goes into overdrive, meticulously planning every detail, afraid of even a tiny imperfection? It's exhausting. And honestly, it sets us up for disappointment. Because let's face it, perfection doesn't exist. It's a myth, a mirage shimmering in the desert of our minds. So, how do we break free from this perfectionist prison and find some peace? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you manage expectations and reclaim your sanity. First, redefine success. What does it truly mean to be successful? Is it about ticking off every item on a list or achieving some external measure of validation? Or is it about living a fulfilling life, pursuing your passions, and making meaningful connections? Shift your focus from outcomes to the journey itself. Enjoy the process. Learn from the challenges, and celebrate small victories along the way. Second, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone stumbles sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up over imperfections, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Remember, progress over perfection every single time. Third, set realistic expectations. We've been conditioned to believe that we could do it all, be it all, have it all. But that's simply not sustainable. Learn to prioritize what truly matters, delegate tasks when possible, and don't overcommit yourself. It's okay to say no sometimes. Saying yes to everything is a recipe for burnout. Fourth, focus on what you can control. There are so many things in life that are beyond our control: the weather, other people's actions, unforeseen circumstances. Dwelling on these things will only fuel anxiety. Instead, focus your energy on what you can influence. Your thoughts, your actions, your responses to situations. Finally, practice gratitude. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life can shift your perspective and reduce feelings of anxiety. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to a sunny morning to a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Cultivate an attitude of thankfulness, and you'll find that even amidst challenges, there is always something to be grateful for. Picture this. You're working on a project, maybe a presentation at work, or planning a surprise party for a friend. You meticulously plan every detail, aiming for flawlessness. But then, unexpected hiccups arise. The printer jams, the flowers are delivered late, and your carefully crafted speech goes off script. Now, here's where things get interesting. Do you panic, spiraling into a vortex of self-doubt and frustration? Or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge the challenges, and adapt? Letting go of perfectionism means embracing flexibility and resilience. It's about recognizing that life rarely goes according to plan and being able to roll with the punches. Remember, it's not about achieving an impossible standard, but about navigating the journey with grace and authenticity. So, remember these key takeaways. Redefine success, practice self-compassion, set realistic expectations, focus on what you can control, and cultivate gratitude. These are your tools for managing expectations and dismantling that perfectionism trap. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one area in your life where perfectionism is holding you back. Could it be work, relationships, or even a personal hobby? Once you've pinpointed it, ask yourself, what would happen if I let go of the need for perfection in this area? What could be gained? Share your thoughts with me on social media. What's one small step you can take today to manage expectations and embrace imperfection? Until next time, keep it calm, controlled, and courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.